Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
Good morning, Sister Kathleen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I had myself on mute. I don't know how to do such a thing. Speaking to myself, I guess. Well, this is June 3rd, and it's the first Saturday in June, and we're ending out first portion of the year. This is the sixth month we are into, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. And, you know, we know you're God of gods and Lord of lords and kings of kings. Well, as we come before you this morning, we're going to summon Sister Kathleen to take us in prayer. And we have Brother Leon who, with his prayer list as well. And I'm sure he'll want to say something about the month of June as well. Morning, Sister Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well myself. Thanking God for life. Praising him.
Played my favorite song this morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Mercy. I missed it last week, but I was glad to hear it today.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to open in prayer. Father God, we thank you for another day to enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We praise you for your goodness and loving kindness shown to us daily, and bless your holy name. Now we ask, Father God, for you to remove any distractions, anxieties, worries, and challenges that might impede us from receiving your blessings for us today. We pray that all that is said and played will be to your glory. And thank you once again for blessing this radio broadcast, the staff, and radio audience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. And good morning, Brother Leon. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ivor. I'm fine. I'm wonderful. Good to hear you. Welcome back. I'm so happy. Today is a wonderful day, moment in my neck of the woods. And you ask about June. June is the day that I would have been celebrating another wedding anniversary, were it possible. But we know it's not to be. But all is well with you, I hope. And Sister Kathleen at the other end.
Yes, indeed. Yes. And like I say, giving all the thanks, thankful for what is, not what could have been. You know, I stay humble, have a grateful heart, you know. I always thank God for his wonderful miracles, marvelous miracles. Good to be alive. So, Len, we know you have a prayer list as well. So,
Yes, okay. Yeah, I will just do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity you have given me to just say a few words on behalf of my brothers and sisters who are struggling with ill health. We thank you for the wonderful day and pray, Father, that you just continue to bless the show. And in particular, Lord, I just want you to look down our dear brothers and sisters, namely Dr. Leroy Lashley and his dear daughter, Lisa Murchis and Bobsy Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Edward Carter, Oliver Solomon, Murchis Nisbet and Bobsy Nisbet, and of course, Elkamita Willett, Ralston Otto, Wentworth, and Talbert Francis, brothers of mine, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunshop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, and Earl Stevens, as well as Jeanette Hughes. And, of course, we also ask that you just bless all those who have not expressed their concerns. We thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for the moment you have given them to us, Lord. And now that they are not able to do so, we ask that you just revive them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads. And bless this show this morning. May be one to be remembered. Bless the host and all the participants. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I know much you should want to tell us what's happening over there in the Big Apple. It's so big they just have to name it twice. And of course, we're going to give a report on Mama Bumsy. Morning, Marjorie. And the song is Good Morning, Mercy. Not Good Morning, Mercy.
I love that. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Kathleen. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning to everyone, family and friends here and home. And welcome to the show.
Okay.
Right now here in New York is 66 degrees, hot and balmy. And it's starting to be summer-like. We are bracing for the summer.
Very good. Oh, yeah. Mama Bobsy.
Mama Bobsy is not well. She's having a hard time right now. So the prayers will keep coming. I'm very grateful. And so she fell. So that after she fell, she's having a rough time now. So I'm welcoming all the prayers for her.
Well,
good morning, Kathleen. Say that again.
Depends on how you, I heard she fell, but I thought she fell in love.
Not that fall.
Not that fall.
The fell that hit the ground hard.
Yeah, oh, so. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'll get on Leon's prayer list. So we have
on, and she get it twice this morning, so I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to hear that. Well, you know, you have to share the Big Apple with Sister Donna is on with us. And
I just wanted to finish saying good morning to Cardinal, Lynette, Kathleen, Donna, and all the others. Good morning to you too, the host, Ivor Henry. I hope y'all are having a good Saturday. Enjoy it for the rest of the day and the rest of the weekend.
Well, so far, that's so good, guess. You know. It's a place to be on a Saturday morning, so we start your day, and Mr. Kathleen is saying, this is her favorite song now. Good morning, Mercy.
No. Don't let nobody take over my song.
Oh, ooh. Here it is.
How could you? Okay, I'll be good. I'll share.
You'll share. Okay.
I'll share.
I should have something to say about that as well. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning to Latrice,
to Kathleen, to Leon.
Good morning, Donna.
Dennis, I don't know whoever else is on, Cardinal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Ooh.
And you?
I hope the wind is not too high so you'll be blown away. So be careful. You're so fine.
You're so fine, huh? Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, yeah, Cardinal is listening in the back there, but, you know, sometimes we don't want to talk to people. So I'm not going to say what he said. It's an entertainment show as well.
Oh,
so we're still here we go with Marcus now. Barbara is, she's there. I guess she's not audible as yet. I'm sure she'll come in at some stage. So, folks, of course, it's June 3rd. And, of course, I'll give you the itinerary as usual. We're going to have our inspirational portion for the first hour. It takes us up until 10 o'clock, in which we'll have Sporting Brief. Because we know the heavyweight comes in on a Sunday afternoon and they will really top it off. So we'll just give a tease at 10 o'clock. David should be coming our way with that. But we always invite others to tell us what we did not touch or brief you on. So feel free to just come on in. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that will come to your compliment. My Ubi son, Mr. Audley Watson. Of course, Cardinal will come and greet his special fans. We will have the Antigua Care at 10:45. And of course, Cardinal will have a commentary for us. And there's lots of things to really speak about. We talk about Georgia criminalizing bail fund organizers. We'll talk about Mr. Donald Trump and his lawyers cannot find some of these classified documents that were in their possession. So we need to know something more about that. We can even talk about the U.S. Supreme Court because there's some swing that's going on. Miami Heat is in the finals. So David will tell us that. NBA champions up against a well-rested Denver. We'll hear something about that as well. Dennis always has something for us over there in Southern California in his PJs. And, of course, you too can be a part of the conversation, 563-999-3693. And since we're arguing and quarreling and pulling one into the other about Good Morning Mercy, I'd probably see if someone would prefer to have this one.
let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light. Day stars shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the
Well, I'm certain if you would like mercy, you're going to like this song by the same person, Jason Crabb. So, Jason, you would have started the proceedings 2 in a row. Okay. Yeah.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to sleep. And there's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
Indeed, thank you, Lord. The blessing of me. The food and table. Oh. He's on my hand.
Soft as the voice of an angel,
yeah.
Breathing a lesson unheard.
love that, Eddie, love that. I remember singing that song in school. That's a wonderful rendition there. Jim Reeves, the man with the golden voice. I sure he's singing over there in heaven as well. Well, we're going to summon Sister Kathleen now with exhortation at this time. Sister Kathleen,
yes.
Have the word for us.
Okay. Thank you. Our inspirational thought for today is from Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. To understand the meaning of Psalm 46:10, particularly be still and know that I am God, one must read it within the context of the whole Psalm 46. God wants us to have confidence in his sovereignty in times of distress. We are to rest in him. He is our shelter from the pursuit of danger and trouble. He is our help and is able to keep us in peace when faced with turbulent storms of life. He is our refuge and strength when we choose to place our trust in him. No matter what happens around us or on the earth, just as Christ told his disciples in John 14:27, he says to us today, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior are also his disciples. So what does God want us to do when we are disheartened by our present situation or circumstances, or conflicted by news we hear? He wants us to stop being anxious, fearful, worrying, and doubting. First, quiet yourself. According to 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Stop fighting in your own strength and allow God to take his rightful place as Savior and Deliverer. He wants us to stop our futile efforts in dealing with things that are his domain and stand in awe of him and his mighty power. He is faithful, omnipotent, and unfailing. His sovereignty rules over all. Second, trust God and his promises. In Romans 8:28, it says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Verses 7 and 8 say, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. In conclusion, let us all listen to the Holy Spirit and accept instruction. Let God take charge of our situation. Be still and know that I am God. In other words, cease striving and know that God is in charge. Father God, we thank you for your words of edification today. We pray that your people will take heed and receive your blessings from obedience today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Gracious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. My work is all done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Yes, indeed, precious Lord, lead me home. And then saying June is a special month for him because that's the month in which he met his beautiful wife, Eunice, down the aisle, up the aisle. Well, she's resting in peace, I assure. She's sleeping in peace. And one day you'll meet again. Then we're into the inspirational portion. I'm sure you would want to inspire us with something in remembrance of her during the month of June. You know, we always take the whole month in anything that we celebrate. So here's Yogo. You're near, Glenn. Okay. Glenn, yes, you're ready. Come on in.
I'm sorry, Iva. I was really mute. Yeah, and June 11th would have made my 54th wedding anniversary, you know. So that's why the month of June is so stood out in my mind. Just want to just say everything is fine in my neck of the woods. It's a wonderful day. I just hope and pray that all who are listening to the show are enjoying it. I am thoroughly enjoying it. I want to request a song, if you could. You remember the one you play, Psalms 54? I think that's what it is. I don't know if that's the exact title, but if you could pull it up for me, I would be glad to hear that at this point.
Okay, well then we are with you at the same time. We're remembering Mrs. Eunice, but I guess you're talking about either Psalm 34 is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, or we have Psalm 23 by Buju.
Psalm 34, I think that's it. Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and deliver me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant, they'll never be ashamed, they'll never be ashamed. This Corbin cried, and the Lord heard. Deliver them. He will deliver.
the Lord every day and night, never ending praise. May our incense rise.
Hands will hold. I believe. get there, baby, hands will hold. I believe when your days down here are through you, there's a place up there for people like you. Keep doing what you do, 'cause there's a place up there for people like you. Out of many, one people we are.
Yeah, out of many, one people we are. This is how it lives, singing this song. This is how it was meant to be sung. When the poet.
Come back,
that's a
I was blind, oh, but now I see. Through many days, just toys and snares, I have already come on t'was grace that brought me safe this far, and grace shall lead me home.
I trust,
say it.
the inspirational.
Hello, bye-bye.
All right, so Sister Kathleen, you can take us out in prayer at this time.
Okay. Father God, as we go about our day and throughout the week, we ask you to keep us in peace. Give us trouble, mm-hmm. mercy, and protection, wisdom and understanding, abundance, stamina, energy, perseverance, clarity of mind, and robust health. And Father God, we ask also in the name of Jesus for those who are sick and set in, that you would touch their hearts and minds, Lord God, amid whatever is afflicting them, Lord God, causing them to not be well today, Lord God. We know that by your stripes, Jesus, they are healed. So we claim your healing virtue upon them, and we ask you, Lord God, to do only what you can do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. And we are now out of the inspirational portion. I really, truly, truly hope you would have enjoyed what was played and what was said in the first segment. Now we're going to be going on to sports. So for those who are going to be leaving us, you want the rest of the day be the best of your day. And those who are coming on for sports, sometimes this is a good part of this the show for some folks. So we say, let's stand by. We're still here until high noon, nonetheless. So we're going to be standing by for David Maitland.
Enough, enough to lose a friend. Some of the old generals have retired and gone. And the run don't come as it did before. But yet we will win the war. As long as we rally.
Well, let me start if you all are going to get in. Rally around the West Indies. There's no one forever. Well, you know, that has changed. No one forever. So we have the main man in the board. We have Brother David. David, I'm not going to say what they said about you because they did not hear you last week either. So I think they have enough mouth and guts to come on here and tell you what they have to say. But I'm going to say to you, good morning, good morning, good morning. You are the main man.
Good morning. I'm going to say good morning to the ladies. Oh my goodness, they score already. Wow. Sorry, Ivan.
So don't push it too far. It's only
okay. All right. Good morning to the ladies. I'd like to say good morning, Barbara, Martrice, Lynette. Good morning, each and every one. Good morning, Ivor, Cardinal, Leon, Audley, and Dennis. I would like to also say good morning to the listeners wherever they are in the world. Good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, good night. First of all, let me say thanks to the hospitality that we, myself and those that came up from Florida to Georgia, like to say thanks for the hospitality last Saturday to Monday of this week.
You're very welcome.
In Georgia. You know, I must say, Ivor once again was in rare form up there. I'd like to reach out to especially to Barbara. And friends. up there that treat us royally up there in Atlanta. We're in Atlanta. The weather, somehow, I don't know if hardly I know I was going that far north and had anything to do with this weather, but it was very, very cool there. From Friday, we hit Georgia. We hit some reality that we're up north. So it was very, very, you know, very, very cool there. And when we came back to Florida, we were reminded of the weather that we have down here in Florida, sunny Florida. So again, I want to say thanks to each and every one up there in Georgia for treating us very, very well on our visit there last week. But first, I will start with basketball. As you know, basketball is in the year right now. Miami Heat, who had a bruising battle against the Celtics after leading them 3-0, and they end up in a 7-day, set tournament, which Miami came out on top, beating them in the last game. Trying to remember that score. They end up beating them in the final last game.
It's just the 14. That's what's important.
103-84. So now they're turned to the final. They were the Eastern Conference final, the Miami. Now they're playing against a rested team, the Denver Nuggets, who have never won this title here, 40-something years. So they're up against it, and they're down 1-0 right now. Nuggets beating them in the first game, 104-93. The next game is on Sunday. So let's hope Miami can come away with a win and come back to sunny South Florida, where we're going to melt out the Nuggets and give them a clean sweep down there. So that's what's happening in basketball there. Also, the Florida Panthers, this is hockey now, ice hockey, are into the final. And game one is on tonight. So they're playing against the Golden Knights Stars. Vegas Golden Knights, as they're called. So that's where then the two Florida teams will continue the tradition of, you know, college basketball. And the NBA and now ice hockey has surpassed through Florida. So we're wishing those teams all the best, hoping they can come out victorious. Now we turn to the cricket, Ivor. And Ireland and England are locked in a series there. And that's, I think they made a mistake, even though they seem as if they're going to win. I think England could have batted all of yesterday, but they end up declaring, and Ireland is putting up a little challenge there. So England batted first. They made Ireland batted first. They make 172 with James McCollum top scoring with 36. You have 33 from Curtis Kiefer and 30 from Paul Sterling. So those were the main contributors. 19 from Andy Burbain, Andy McBride, 18 from Lacan Tucker, 14 from Mark Adair, and 10 Peter Moore. Bowling for England, Stuart Broad took 5 for 51 from 17 overs with 5 maidens. Leach 3 for 35 from 14 over, which include 2 maidens. And Macho Pot got 2 for 36 and 12.4 over with 4 maidens. 172 all over, 52.4 over that. When England batted, they made 524 for 40 clear, with Holly Pope getting 205 from just 208 balls, with 22 fours and 3 sixes. Ben Duckett, 182 from 178 balls, from 24 fours and a 6. 56 each to Zach Crawley and Choro. However, this doesn't seem as if this is a test match. It seems like it's a one-day international because Duckett, 56 come from 47 ball and Choro, 56 come from 59. So I think England is more playing a one-day than a test match. 524 for 40 clear. No, Andy McBride, was a pick of the bowler. He got 2 for 99 from 13.4 overs. And there's a wicket each. So, Finn on Graham U. When now they're batting, Ireland is batting the second inning. They're 333 for 7. With Mark Adair getting 88 from 76. Yes, 12 fours and 26. Next is 76 from Brian Nathout and 76. 51 to Harry Tector and 44 to Lacan Tuckett. So I'm trying, I want to see if they're still behind. They're still trailed by some 19 runs. They're still trailed by some 19 runs either. So far, all in for England in their second innings. Josh Tong, he got 4 from 57 from 16. That was his each, so Pot, Leach, and Joe Root. So it is just day 3, Ivan, and they're still trailing by some 19 runs. So that's what's happening in that test match there. You also had, I can find, Afghanistan versus Sri Lanka. It was a one there. Afghanistan defeated Sri Lanka with 19 balls remaining, 6 wicket and with 19 balls by 6 wicket with 19 balls remaining. The Sri Lanka batted first. They made 268 with 91 going to Asalanka, 51 to the silver, 38 to Misanka, 22 to Imanta. So those are the main contributors. Bowling for Afghanistan, there is Ahmad. Farid Ahmad got 2 for 43 from 8, and Faruqi get 2 for 58 from 9. Those are the main wicket takers in Afghanistan batted. They made 269 for 4, with 98 going to Zadran. You got 98 from 98 balls, 11 fours and 2 6. 55, Tosha. 38, to Shahidi. 27, Natal to Nabi. 269 for 4. So they defeated Afghanistan. The pick of the bowl of Afghanistan, not Afghanistan, for Sri Lanka was Rajita. He got 2 for 49. He was a wicket to Kumara and Paranta. So that's what in that game derived. Also, the West Indies A team did play against played Bangladesh over there. It was playing in Bangladesh where they played. I'm trying to find that game derival results. But they end up drawing their second match, not their third match that they played, because they end up in a draw. About the 18 played over there. Otherwise, I was saying that cricket, we must say also say congrats to Chennai Super Kings for winning the IPL. And there they defeated Gujarat Titans here in the finals of the IPL. So again, congrats to Chennai for coming back there in that match where a lot of people thought they were dead and buried. But they came back and win that game. However, we also had last week, as I said, we were in Atlanta, the Desmond Lewis Masters that was played there. And that this time it was played over 4 days. Unfortunately, we were not there on for Friday. But we had some results for what happened on Saturday. Desmond Lewis Masters 176 for 4. They played against Clubhouse Masters 150 for 3. That was reduced to a 15 over affair. Next match was Crusaders Masters versus Forever Masters. Crusaders made 194 for 5. Forever Masters 125 for 3. And then Explorer Masters versus Central Florida Masters. This is a Masters tournament, by the way. So, the listeners here were saying Masters, you have to be 45 and older to play in this tournament. Explorer Masters 178 for 4, Central Florida 164 for 9. On Sunday, we had another three games on tap. It's Desmond Lewis Masters 210 for 6. They defeated Explorer Masters 110 for 7. Next match was Crusader Masters versus Clubhouse Masters. Crusaders 152 for 3. Clubhouse 156 without loss. So they won by 10 wickets there. And then we had Forever Masters versus Central Florida Masters. Forever Masters 152 for 4. Central Florida Masters 153 for 3. So Central Florida won by 7 wickets. So that's what's happening on Sunday. And on Monday, there were 2 matches. A match for the third place and a match for the winner. So not third place, to see who would get into the final of Desmond Lewis Masters. We had Clubhouse Masters 200, Central Florida Masters 165 for five. So Fabulous Masters won by some 35 runs. In the final, Desmond Lewis Masters, 203 for four with Wayne Cuff getting 94 not out from 45 balls. He had 5 fours and 8 sixes. Shafiq got 49 from 42 with 4 fours. And those were the main contributors. 200, there were some 25 extras in this game, Ivan. 12 wides, 6 left by, 7 by. In bowling for Central Florida, A. Hooper hit 3 for 25 from his 4 overs. Now, when that's all on there. Is that squishy? As I said, Desmond Lewis Masters defeated Central Florida Masters. All right, Ivan. All right, Ivan. So that's what's happening there. If I could come up with the sports team for Ivan, that's what's happening internationally and locally. With cricket. Basketball. So Desmond Lewis walked away with that trophy. I think it's their third, hold of the trophy. Let me say, when Central Florida batted 168, with A. Mahmood hitting 54 from 41 balls, 7 fours and a six. We had 20 to Hooper. And those are the main contributors.
Hi.
Bowling for Desmond Lewis Masters is on 2 wickets to Paul Watson, 2 for 23 from 3 overs. And Steve Singh getting 2 for 30 from 4. And those are the main wicket takers. So that's it for what's happening. So cricket, football, locally, as I said, presently. In football, we must also say congratulations to Manchester City for winning the EPL, and they're presently leading Man U in the FA Cup final. They scored in the opening minute of that game to be up 1-0. 21 minutes is gone in that game so far, Ivan. So that's what's happening here. Until we talk again, that's it for now. And I must say,
right,
to the listeners, we'll see them next week. Hopefully, we'll be the hockey will have better results for here down in Florida on both hockey and NBA. All right, Ivan. So that's it for me. We talk again.
Okay. All right, David, well, don't go so fast because you have to give a prediction. With Denver and the Miami Heat, I mean, you know they have to win. The Heat has to win a game in Denver. This is the first.
Well, we're hoping to get one up there in Denver, and then we come down here and we can melt them out because then, as you know, Denver is a very cold era. We're hoping we can make them down in the East here, and we take the 2 matches and go back to Denver, leading 3-1. So, that's my prediction there, Ivan. But also, there's a couple of things brewing in West Indies cricket. You know, Mr. Mr. Sawan is hitting out against the selection policy of the West Indies white ball coach, and I think he's absolutely right. And there seem to be some insularity in the selection of Mr. Sammy as a white ball coach. I don't think, I too support what Sawan is saying. I don't think he has that experience, and I think it's a shallow nepotism in the selection there. So I too support what Sawan is saying. But, you know, let's see. They said they got a big test coming up for the down in the AU and then to qualify for. But they're also talking about bringing back people like, I can see bringing people like Hetmyer back. And I think some of these guys, they're like a Hetmyer, is like a Bravo. they figure that they're much bigger than the game, and they can do whatever they please. And he's also talking about bringing Russell and Narayan. I don't think we're past Russell right now. For cricket, we don't need to go back there. And as soon as they get there, they started to talk about the past coach went back and he brought back all these older players and these past players, and guess what? They didn't do any difference. And the same thing now with Sammy talking about Ruslan Narayan. Ruslan Narayan does not want to play for West Indies unless there's nothing being played out there, then they want to come and play. I don't see any reason to be talking about it. But that's my bit on it. I know this, the cricket show on Sunday will be taking that up in depth in reference to what is going on with Narayan, Sawan, you know, against the selection policy. Okay, I also, you know, my prediction that we go to Denver with a 3-1 lead, we take one tonight, and then
Sunday. Yeah.
Sunday, and coming from there with that, going when they come here, we can take two, and we go back up there with a 3-1 lead. So that's my prediction. Go eat. Yeah.
Well, okay. It's gonna be in tomorrow from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and it's gonna be heated as usual because. I'm agreeing with you with the Russell and Narayan, but I think Hetmyer has a place. As a matter of fact, Hetmyer should have already been in the front office, captaining one of these things. He won the under-19 for us, and they have not utilized the guy's leadership. In terms of Sammy being the coach, I am in total agreement with that. I think coaching is overrated. You need leadership. You need somebody who can get the job done. I can see you coaching basketball where you can take out this, put in that, use football, you take out this, time out here and all the stuff. That's coaching while the game is going on. It has no place in cricket while the game is going on. You can coach me all you want in the school. You can coach me and advise me. I need some mentors on the sideline. I need an ambush who's going to walk around the field when my bowlers are on the field and going to talk in the ears, don't have long legs.
Yeah.
I need those other people. Just coach being a coach without any leadership, not having been there, done that. Sammy been there, done that. Sammy has 2 world championships under his belt. Flaunting a piece of paper is good. But I want the practical part of it to show me how to win and to motivate people. So I want to be an heavyweight tomorrow because anybody supporting Sawan not liking Sammy being involved in West Indies cricket, you're going to hear my mouth loud and clear. Not that I'm right, but that's my opinion. I felt like West Indies fell down when they discarded some of our greats. Andy Roberts and the Viv Richards, these guys with us that played the cricket from the shoulder up. You're dissing them and throwing them away and saying, oh, this don't have a piece of paper. Greenies don't have it. Roberts don't have it. and you're bringing off, you know, blonde people that have it. And where did we go? It's downhill. I am using experience. I'm using people who've been there, done that on the field of play. I can use those guys with the paper in the boardroom. No problem with that. On the field of play, according to Virgil, cricket is runs and wickets. It's gonna make for interesting talk tomorrow. So folks, do not miss tomorrow's episode. 6 until 9, the blogtalkradio.com, the cricket show. If you're online and if you're gonna be calling, it's 515-605-9850. And we're gonna have Dennis Aldean to tell us what's in store, but I am guessing that is gonna be on the cards tomorrow. First thing is cricket, the A team. They've drawn a match here that maybe they should have gone on to win. I still see Reefer. Now he's gone from number 3 batsman in test. So in the A team to be a middle order and still opening our bowling for us. Are we crippling our regular new ball bowlers and really trying to get Reefer in the team one way or the other? We've got a 50 down the middle. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So before Kyle will come and say hello to you, let's see if we can round up the sports with what's happening tomorrow. Dennis, Liam, any one of you, let us know where to find where the folks can find us and what's in store tomorrow. Who is it? Dennis or Liam? Which one? Anyone?
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're hearing you now. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we're hearing you. We're hearing you. Tell us what's in store for tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we certainly hope that, you know, your listeners will join us. We will start off with the Coach's Corner, followed with Chetan Patel, followed by the birthday anniversary greeting. Then we ask that you stay with us for a short recognition of the lifetime achievement and the USA Cricket Hall of Fame and the presidential award given to Patel for his services. Time permitting, we will, of course, get into the nitty-gritty of the Ireland-England match, the Sri Lanka-Afghanistan, the West Indies A, and as mentioned earlier, yes, we will obviously look at the SAR 1 comments and the, shall we call it, controversy surrounding the appointment of the coaches for the West Indies. Obviously, there's a lot of disagreement there among fans and spectators, but we will go into that tomorrow. Hopefully, we will be dissecting that, debating it, and definitely giving some insights into our views and opinion as to whether or not this was a good selection. As far as Ed Meyer is concerned, that's another story. Once again, we certainly hope that we will be able to discuss that in depth and in detail. So join us tomorrow on the Cricket Show, 6 to 9 p.m. And the blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow, 5615-059850. Thank you, and back to you, Iva.
Yes, thank you. And David, let me see if Kyle is going to have the guts to tell you what he told me when you were on no-show last week. Cardinal, David, let's see if you're going to have the bat, gloves, and balls to tell him. Let's get some cricket. Morning, Cardinal.
Good morning. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, all the fans and friends and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning, David. Well, David, thanks for your rendition of what's going on in the sports world. I was just wondering if what kind of nuggets we are talking about. Are we talking about gold nuggets or chicken nuggets? I would have to figure that out before I say what's going to happen. Anyway, you know, may the best team win.
Yep.
It's good to have you back, I'm hoping that you had a grand time up there in Atlanta. You know, they're not doing very well up there in Atlanta either. So I'm sure you were happy to get out and get back to Florida. But then you get back to Florida and you realize that it's much better. But the heat might make you a little happy. So anyway, it was good to have you back. Hope you had a great time up there. You did say you had a good time up there and you're thankful to your host. So that was beautiful. Anything else besides that is a no-show.
Boy, Colonel, you're good, boy. You're good.
I know I'm good. But thank you for reminding everyone else. Because there are some people who still may not.
Hello?
Cardinal,
I must say he was in rare form up there in Atlanta, man. He was in rare form. When I said rare form, he was in rare form. Hello?
Okay.
I guess Leon wanted to say something. Is Leon there trying to get in? Okay. Yeah, so he was in rare form up there, Cardinal. I wish you could go back and listen to some of his records. He had people up there leading them down the rabbit hole, man.
Oh, my
God. So,
I hope the rabbit went on vacation.
He had some people going down the rabbit hole. He was in rare form, and I'm telling you, I refused to be drawn into this madness that's carry on. But I guess, some people don't really know him, so I said, okay, you can stay there, let him lead you on. But,
I'm going to defend David. I'm going to be the one going there. David have me saying all kind of things when he texts me and tells me to say things, and then see what he's saying this morning. And most of the time I said, David, say, I always say, wait information from your mom. Now we put it me on front street. Boy, friends like you guys.
I'm telling you, he was up to it. Then. But, We had fun. We enjoyed ourselves. Things doesn't really go, but we saw Barbara came out. She graced us with her presence, and we saw lots of friends. We're royally treated out there, can say. But the score now in the FA Cup is 1-1. Manu just got a penalty to even things up. So they're trying for Manchester City not to get this. They're on course for a triple. So they're trying to put a dent in that there. Come up with a second hardware for Manu. So I'd say go Manu. But Cardinal, if you continue, your greetings to your many fans. But I said that gentleman there, He's a case. I told the person, the lady, I said, listen, this guy here is a case. You can study him very hard, man.
Colonel, I showed, Dennis was listening, and Dennis heard when at lunchtime, the lady, Nikki, she was eating fish. David turned to the lady and asked if she eat fish yet. The lady said, no, she doesn't eat fish. The next big question came up. What do you do with the head? She said, she give her husband. And then David said, you give your husband head?
I'm telling you, man. Oh, God. And she went right down the rabbit hole with him, man. She went right down the rabbit hole with him.
I didn't tell him. He answered David and said, no, I don't need head. I give that to my husband. But Dennis wants to know about the lady with the hat and who was wearing a dress in high wind. And every time the wind blows, the lady holds her hat on her head, and as the wind blows and the dress blow all over the place, until her little grandson says, "Granny, when the wind blows, you're supposed to hold down your dress." Granny said, "Boy, what's under here is 90 years old. This is a brand new hat." So Dennis, you got it now. That's a brand new hat. Dennis asked me and said, "I want to repeat that." So you get a chance to repeat it now. Colonel, your many fans are waiting, Dennis. And then we'll do the birthday.
Yeah.
After. Because Dennis is standing
yes,
by.
Yes, good morning.
Antigua Kia. Go ahead.
Good morning to all the fans and to the special fans. I'm going to use my usual track by starting with the fans up in New York. And welcome to June. June, we still got stuff to celebrate in June. It's summertime, it's midsummertime, it's graduation time, it's vacation time. And we're here in the Caribbean, that's when we stand by to listen for the hurricanes. So, you know, we're going to wish everybody all the best. Mortis has a birthday sometime in June, it's the 21st. So I'm just going to get in. And all those who celebrate birthdays in June, I'm going to say from right now, happy birthday. So if it happens that the date comes up and I didn't say it, I have always the course to say, well, I said it already. But Mortis, I think, has a birthday on the 21st. Now, she doesn't celebrate birthdays. So what we can do, we can make the observance of being thankful for Mortis's presence here as of the 21st of June in some year. We're going to have to ask Mommy Babsy what year was that. Now, Ivor is walking around telling people that Mortis doesn't celebrate birthdays because Mortis is too old to remember her birthday. Now, that's not very true. Mortis is still very young, and Ivor is making false statements to you. When you hear it, a true story. It's one of Ivor's true stories. But, you know, he's been up in arms with Mortis. Mortis only does not celebrate her birthday because it is part of her spiritual growth and her religious beliefs. That's why the reason why she doesn't celebrate birthdays. So don't listen to Ivor with his version of things. They are always somewhat off. You just heard David say that a little while ago, right? Now, Ivor is up in arms with Mortis. You know something? Ever since somebody sent a picture to Ivor, and Mortis giving me, you know, See, a picture with Mortis kissing me hard and sweet. I was been upset with Mortis for me saying a lot of things. So let me make it clear. It's Mortis's birthday on the 21st of June. She doesn't celebrate it because it's her religious beliefs. It has nothing to do with Mortis being old. She's still very young and beautiful. Okay? Take that from me. Now that's the truth. Good morning, Mortis. Good morning, Ina. Good morning, Donna. Good morning, Sharon. And good morning, Lady Positive, to you up there in New York. Getting warm for the summer. We're celebrating all the anniversaries and especially graduation. And whatever else comes along. This time of year with graduation, there's a lot of talk going around. People giving graduation speeches. Students turning their backs. People giving graduation speeches that people are unhappy with, and a whole ton of, you know, something or other, cantankerous something, celebrating something. Well, it's our part of it. So anyway, let's celebrate for those people who graduate. I'm hoping that they're happy with the school that they went to and the degree that they got. I'm going to going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Alma Thompson and Carlos over there in St. Martin. I don't know what they're celebrating over there, but I know it's something. And so, we're right there. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos, and all your friends over there in St. Martin. We're going on to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. And, oh, she's going to be in a little bit later, I hope, to give us a little bit of sound of what's happening in St. Kitts. We know that the music festival is coming up soon, and we're going to be here a little bit more about that. So we're looking forward to that. Here in the Virgin Islands as well, it's hot and dry. Not the way we like it, but a way we can be, find a way to be, to navigate it and be happy with it. Because the sea is really close by. We go down and we take a jump in, we take a dip and we cool off. So, I'm supposing that the same kind of weather around St. Kitts Nevis at this time. So, enjoy it anyway. Good morning to the people over in Nevis, particularly Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Virgin Radio, and particularly Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to the UK where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle over. Michelle is standing by waiting to hear her calypso. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. I'm hoping that the weather and everything else is treating you well. Well, if it isn't, we're going to do our best to make sure that you get treated the way you would like. Good morning to you. I'm going to come across the channel and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, Brother Malik and his sister Denia. Good morning to you. How about Elimat, King Elimat, that is? Yeah, hope your brother is doing fine. We know that, and we let him know that we are right here with him. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to go on down to the South Fence. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. And good morning to all the fans there in the little area of Cutlery. I'm going to go on up to Georgia and say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Stephen. Good morning to you. Morning, Monique. In particular, she just got back from her little vacation. And, well, the story of travel for anybody these days, particularly travel around the Caribbean, is a very sad story. It's expensive and hard to get there. What? Where are we going? And people begin to reminisce now about the days they could island hop and how wonderful those days are. Those days were. They're gone. And there's no sign that they're going to be back soon. Unfortunately, we've got to learn to live with it. Good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. I'm sure she's enjoying all this graduation stuff. She's going to be proud of it. You know, she's an educator. So she gets fun out of seeing people make it all the way through. Good morning, Yvonne. Give us a buzz. And we have a little giggle. Good morning, Kathleen, the inspiration of our favorite fan. Hoping that you are enjoying today and the rest of the show as well. That said, good morning to all fans. No, I'm not done yet. I got to say good morning to 19th, this Charlestown Secondary School class of 1972. They have a little chat going on. So we hear from each other today on the out, you know, at their little words and give support. So good morning to you, and hoping that everything. And on that list is my dear friend Cecilia. I haven't seen Earl yet, but I got to say good morning to Earl. Sergeant, I almost got him. My good friend and classmate, Earl Sergeant, Cecilia up there in New York. I remember to add Cecilia to the New York list. Yes, so that said, good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Stick with us, join us, because I will get a great show for you. And hopefully, you too will enjoy. Back to you. Ivan.
Yes, sir. Speaking of Earl, I was in communication with him this morning. And my last thing to him, apart from saying ha ha ha, is that when I grow up, I want to be exactly like you.
And the world was pretty, and we all shine again in gray. Then why should we keep strangling them when we first crucified the soul? Though it's plain to see this world is heavenly, we just love to fly so high that our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers.
Barbuda and the world, and Dennis is going to remind folks who they are caring for the world. So Dennis, come on.
Ivor, we are in April, that's 6 months into the year. If you did not make a resolution at the start of the year, well,
it's not too late.
For those of you who did make a resolution, let us not forget that today is not too late either to resolve to not forget that there are citizens among us who are in need of help. Please take a moment to make a commitment, like Debbie and Dawn. Debbie and Dawn of the Antigua and Barbuda Care Charity Group are seeking your help for those less fortunate members of the community, particularly in Antigua and Barbuda. The appeal is for your help with donation of food, materials, money, school supplies, etc. Whatever you can donate will be appreciated. So please dig deep as you can, or just whatever you can. Contact Debbie at 845-820-6598, or that's Debbie Campbell NYC, that's Debby Campbell CampbellNYC at AOL.com. That's Debbie Campbell NYC at AOL.com, or Dawn at Kirton, KIRTON 697 at gmail.com. So to all our listeners out there, remember, Debbie and Dawn cares, and so does the Antigua and Barbuda care, and we too should take some time to care for those who are less fortunate. So contact Debbie Campbell NYC at AOL.com, or Dawn Kirton, that's KIRTON 697 at gmail.com. So there you are, Ivor. Not too late to make your New Year's resolution. Back to you.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank you for that. And, of course, I had a long chit-chat with Dawn 2 days ago. So the numbers you have given out there, they can be reached. So even though you're not hearing them, they are busy. Dawn is not doing too well. So she too, we have to get her on the prayer list. And Debbie is quite busy. But we... and they'll have some representation here, so we want to thank you for that, Dennis. And with that, we will continue into our regular programming. So we'll be coming up with birthday.
We try, we shall see, in this bliss we cannot feel. Stop existing and start living.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Richard Edwards out of Barbados.
Barbados, out of Australia. Hold on a minute. Out of Australia, Terry Russell, David Ogilvy, Carl Rackerman, Sir Ali and Cameron Green, out of England. Walter Robbins, Sam Curran and Helen Plummer, out of New Zealand. Norman Gallichan, John Reed, Robert Kennedy, Richard Puller, out of Zimbabwe. Neil Ferreira, Kevin Arnold, out of India. Surinder Kania, Stuart Binney, out of Pakistan. Wasim Akram, the famous Wasim Akram, out of the UAE. Mohammed Naveed, out of Bangladesh. Hasibul Hussein, and Shariful Islam. And Spain's tennis champion and tennis great, or the world's tennis great, Mr. Rafael Nadal, celebrates our birthday today. It's the birthday of one of the historical black figures that brought charm and culture to this part of the world. Miss Josephine Baker. Yeah, she wasn't allowed to sing in the U.S., so she migrated to France. Tuesday is the birthday of Anderson Cooper, actor Tony Curtis, guitarist Curtis Mayfield, game show host Chuck Harris, the birthday of Ellen Colby, from actress Ellen Colby from the series The Waltons, the birthday of actress Yasmin Lee, Denise Williams, the singer-songwriter, Jose Molina, former Puerto Rican baseball player, Roland Hayes, African-American concert artist, world golfer and Hall of Famer Hale Irwin, former president of Cuba, Raul Castro. It's the birthday of King George V of England. And it's on June 3rd, 1539, that the Spanish conquistador Hernando de Soto claims Florida for Spain. Okay, so conquistador means invader. Okay. In 1620, the construction of the oldest stone church in the French North America, the Notre Dame Paz Angels, begins at Quebec City in Canada. In 1781, Jack Joy writes to warn Thomas Jefferson of the British attack. In 1884, John Lynch is chosen to be the first black major petty national convention chair. In 1899, W.G. Grace, well known in the cricket world, played his last day of test cricket, June 3rd, 1899. He was age 50 at the time, 50 years and 320 days. In 1925, the Goodyear airship Pilgrim is the first to have an enclosed cabin. In 1932, future Baseball Hall of Famer and the first baseman, Lou Gehrig, is the first to hit 4 consecutive home runs in a Major League Baseball game. New York Yankees beat the Philadelphia A's 20-13 at Shea Park. In 1943, a mob of 60 from Los Angeles Naval Reserve Army beat up everyone perceived to be Hispanic, starting a week-long Zoot Suit riot. In 1948, the first African-American to graduate from a U.S. Naval Academy, Wesley Anthony Brown, dates of graduation. In 1951, American President John F. Kennedy and Soviet Premier Khrushchev, I think it would be 1961, met in Vienna. In 1965, the first U.S. spacewalk made by NASA astronaut Ed White during the Gemini Mission 4. It spacewalked for 24 minutes. In 1985, Larry King Live debuts on CNN, airing each weeknight all the way through 2010. In 1987, is the test debut of Trinidadian and West Indian Larry Gomes in West Indies versus New Zealand. In 1989 was the beginning of what Westerners called the Tiananmen Square Massacre. I I hesitate to say these things because we had a demonstration, the service is moving, but, you know, I don't trust, you know me, I do not trust the report as written by Western media. So let me just say, this Tiananmen Square incident in China. In 2011, after James Arness died in 2012, Tiger Woods claimed his 73rd PGA Golf Tour victory to equal Jack Nicklaus's record. In 2014, Hashim Amla becomes the first non-white captain of the South African team. In 2016, boxer and civil rights activist Muhammad Ali died June 3rd, 2016. In 2018, the Golden State guard Stephen Curry breaks Ray Allen's NBA final record for the most three-pointers with 9 in the Warriors' 122-103 win in Game 2 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, I'm sure the Heat fans are hoping that they got somebody who could mirror that performance. In 2019, Jay-Z is named the first billionaire rapper by Forbes magazine. Those are your anniversaries, birthdays, and historical notes for today, June 3rd, 2023. Back to you, Ivan.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank you for that, Cardinal. Birthdays are special. They come but once a year. That's what we were told. But here we have a 23-year-old says she is going to party hardy. That's Miss El Rita. So we need to play a song for birthday. Folks on here. Donna B, you're still with us? We haven't heard you in a while.
Right here.
Okay, Elvita is in line and she says, you didn't tell her happy birthday. I don't know what she mean by that.
Happy birthday, Elvita. May you live to see many and many more.
No. Okay. She's still there, but she's muted. But it's okay. She would have heard. Yeah, well, while we're in this segment here, the funeral for Barbara's sister-in-law is going to be next week, Saturday, over there in Tortola, British Virgin Islands. So that's going to be a sad one. Remember, she collapsed and died a few weeks ago. And I think Barbara is having it hard and heavy, too, because of elder brother is in the hospital here in Atlanta. So I guess we're going to head down there. And the last report just came in, not doing too well. I was distracted there hearing that news. I was there for the whole of this week. He asked him for some fish water. I don't know. Not eating, but he asked for some fish water. So could that be the last meal? He's 78 years of age.
No.
Let's hope for some good news. And then, you know, last week, Saturday, my brother-in-law, he was laid rest over there in Munster, Mr. Lennox Monkey Tweet. So it's happening all around us, folks. And Murchis even had one there, Concy. She too was laid to rest a few Saturdays ago. It was a Tuesday of the same week, the last week. So we're having it going or coming, but whichever way it is, we'll enjoy what the Lord has in store for us. We did say we're going to play a song for the birthday and folks here, so since Colonel didn't pull one up, I have to find one.
The whispers in the morning of love asleep and tired are rolling by
somebody who comes
like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lovely, lovely.
You're very welcome.
Donna, I guess, Elvita say you have to say that twice, happy birthday. I don't know what you mean by that. So you might as well go ahead and say it again.
Hello, Elvita. Happy birthday.
Good morning.
Good morning. May you live to see many, many, many more happy birthdays.
Yes, I do. And thank you very much.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm hoping that you're understanding the implications of that, you know. I was trying to tell Donna and tell the world that you have been 22 more than twice. So that's why he said that. You have to understand the language.
Okay. Language
okay.
was taken. Thank you all very much. You all made my day.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thanks for greeting us with your presence.
Okay. Thank you all very much. You all made my day. Love it. Love it.
Say thank
okay.
you, Carl, because if you don't tell Carl by yourself, you're going to feel feel bad and sad for the rest of the month.
Elvita, I appreciate it.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
Okay. And thank you. Thank you all very much. You all made my day. I am so happy.
Okay. We are always happy to do that. Okay.
Yes.
But you know, Lena's update to me. Lena said the sweetest name you can hear on the radio is to hear your own name on the radio. So, anything, happy birthday to your leader, Henry. He's like, woo, you go cock-a-boot. Well, anyway, Colonel, you have a commentary for us. So, we're going to
work.
Come on.
You know, with all of the, what I call it, economic that people have been complaining about. Day in, day out, they go to the grocery store and the price was almost twice what they paid for the same item a week ago. I got to thinking about the people who are most important to this thing that we call an economy and the people who have been mostly neglected. That is the people we call the working people, the laborers. And it got me to thinking about the labor movement. And the labor movement was consistent with the movement, because the labor movement was consistent with the movement for the liberation of people held in bondage in that arrangement called slavery. And it was also consistent with that movement that was called the communist movement. You know, these movements were all about resistance to a system of oppression. It was all based on the recognition that the unity of the oppressed people was essential to their liberation. Karl Marx, in his Communist Manifesto, called for the workers of the world to unite in the same way that Edward Wilmot Blyden, Henry Sylvester Williams, Marcus Garvey, and Kwame Nkrumah called for all African people to unite. Now, the corporations and other business organizations which were formed after emancipation succeeded to the rights and privileges of the plantation. That is, the relationship between the employer and the employee were shaped by the same elements as the relationship between the plantation and the enslaved people. The employee, like the enslaved, was led to believe that the employer was doing him a great favor or great favors. But he was not allowed to understand that the employer depended on him. he was not allowed to understand that he was the driving force behind the massive economic buildup. He was not allowed to understand that the value of his labor, he was not allowed to understand that without his labor, the economy would collapse and his master would starve. You know, there was a little jingle that grew up in the Caribbean after emancipation, and it goes something like this: the 1st of August will come and pass and make poor massa long grass, which means he understood that is his work. The enslaved people understood that is their work, their labor, their efforts that made the master eat, that gave his life value. But yet, even in these economic times, we are treating the working people as if they are valueless. Our employers are still acting towards the employees as if, well, we own you. We are doing you a favor by giving you this job. You don't do anything for us, and we can treat you any which way we want. So both in terms of the people who are underemployed and those who are unemployed, they are caught up in this mire of a massive economic buildup in which they cannot participate, even though they are the driving force of this labor. Therefore, these people are enticed into being grateful and happy with something the government calls welfare, minimum wage, and those pacifying little trinkets that the government offers to keep us off of the back of the employers. And then came the labor movement, where the working people were advised that if they united, they could mobilize the power to demand a more appreciable value for their labor. This ideology gave way to the birth of labor unions. Now, in light of the colonial experience of the Caribbean, the recognition of labor rights, or the rights of the laborer and the value of the laborer, became linked to the idea of political independence. However, when the labor unions evolved into political parties, it undermined the union. And that was meant to be the definitive characteristic of the labor movement. So, that King Swallow, you remember, out of Antigua, had to lament on this thing out of one of his calypsos, where he said, Labor Day, workers are marching two different ways,
yes,
indicating that there has been an assault upon the labor union, upon the rights of the working people by the political parties. And let's not be shy about this.
There are a lot of trash in that.
Yeah. Let's not be shy about the fact that the allegiance to European authority inspired a challenge to political independence movement in the Caribbean. More importantly, the ascension to political office became an avenue to wealth, power, and aristocracy in the Caribbean. And the labor movement became the sacrificial lamb to political aspirations. The political landscape of the Caribbean at the moment is decorated with labor parties: the St. Lucia Labor Party, the Dominica Labor Party, the Grenada Labor Party, the Cinque Nevis Labor Party. And most of these parties have abandoned the principles of which the labor movement were formed. Again, the working people have been screwed royally. Now, some of the earliest known labor movements in the Caribbean were the Guyana labor movement, which gave rise to the BGLU, the British Guyana Labor Union, in 1919, organized by Hubert Critchlow. And this started out as a black dock workers union, but since evolved into a territory-wide organization. It was all over Guyana. It was the first legally registered labor union in the Caribbean. Here in the Virgin Islands, David Hamilton Jackson, who was born in 1884 in St. Croix, that was then the Danish West Indies, was a pioneer in social reform. And he started to organize workers and agitating for better wages and working conditions. Now, he organized a labor strike force as early as 1915 or 1916. His early efforts culminated into the organization of the St. Croix Labor Union. Another figure related to the St. Croix labor movement was Hubert Harrison, born on St. Croix to a Barbadian mother and a Cruisan father in 1883. Harrison began his activism at an organization for working people and later joined the Socialist Party. He was an active organizer in the New York between 1918 and his death in 1927. He combined labor activism with race consciousness, class consciousness, and heavily influenced people like A. Philip Randolph, Martin Luther King, and some of the principles of what was became known as the civil rights movement. The protection of labor rights means the protection of the rights of the majority of the people in any social arrangement. After all, it is the majority of people who make up that force which produce the goods and services that creates and drives an economy. Unfortunately, they continue to be shafted and they do not get an equitable share of what they produce. Let's salute working people, whether they're working or not. That's my thought.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Ivan.
Concrete. What did they do? They walked off the job. But the
left the truck running. And once the truck is running, you know, the concrete, it would stay mixed. But, of course, the employers decided that the concrete spoil. I don't know how the concrete is going to spoil if the truck is keep running. And now they're saying that that costs them money. Now, there's only one person there. It's Kenny Brown Jackson. He dissented from the decision. Now, there's a big question. What does this say about the rights of the working people? Cardinal came with his commentary. I've just put some of the stuff there on the board. But you two can have a say for the remainder of the show. 563-999-3693. I know Dennis is going to have a question or two, or a comment, especially in Cardinal's comment. So, Dennis, I'll open the floor to you first, and Leon, of course. Dennis on? Yes, Dennis? I think Dennis might be muted. Might have muted himself.
My apologies, Ivor. I was muted. Your comment regarding the Georgia criminalizing, you know, bail fund. This really is an unashamed assault on freedom to petition your government by showing that you disagree with some of their actions.
When I start up, I just...
Ivor?
Yes, one. That was Lynn. I admit
showing dissent of the... Essentially, Ivor, state government in Georgia has now criminalized the act of showing dissent against their actions. I am now wondering how long before the U.S. Supreme Court acts to rubber stamp this odious law as legal and legitimate. We are well aware that the conservative majority on the court, by their actions and ruling, clearly shows anti-democratic, and I mean small d, democratic tendency by their decisions, that one on the face of it lacks objectivity. Decisions that bend the arc of justice towards intolerance and acceptance of draconian rules that are clearly influenced by their own political and religious views. Clearly, as we look around the USA, we are witnessing intolerance and injustice being codified by state rulers whose sole intent is to run this country by their religious views and authoritarian edicts. One glaring example, Ivor, is the rule or the law that criminalized sharing water while waiting in line to vote. I mean, why is this law still on the books? It should never have been on the books in the first place. Yet it's there, and seemingly I hear no comments, no objections from, you know, where we should be objecting. This is a very serious matter indeed, and this law regarding terrorizing, at least naming protesters, naming bail bond folks as terrorists is absolutely unbelievable. And it makes me wonder if we are actually living in 2023 or is it 1823? That's my comment, Ivor. Back to you.
I'm telling you, it is a shame that, Colonel, I know you have something to say about that too. And while we're at it too, I have a question for you, Dennis, because you tell me where we are going to go when the attorneys for former President Donald Trump have informed the Justice Department that they have not been able to locate classified documents that is related to the Iran sought by investigators. I mean, this, I know that has to be a crime, a big-time crime. Those were there. These are classified information where Iran is concerned. And as of yesterday, they were saying they do not know where those documents are. Something is amiss. But, Colonel, let's get back to this terrorist thing here. That is a big word. And to label someone as a terrorist for such atrocities, I mean, Who are the criminals? I mean, that's what Peter Sass is asking. So you can win on that if you care to, and then we'll. I want the implications of these classified documents that were once, that once was and now cannot be found. We need to know the way forward. How can they go about, or if they're going to have charges against these people?
Oh, well, you know, the thing is that these institutions called government, in conjunction with the media, have been disseminating misinformation for as long as we know that they have existed. And most of the time, we go along with the misinformation under the mistaken belief that we have to submit to authority. They are the authority. They bring on the experts, and the experts are the authority. So when they told us that such and such a person across the sea is terrorist, we followed. We accepted that. Now they're coming home and they're telling us we are terrorists because we say we disagree. For instance, the people in Georgia, they say they disagree with the government's plan to fund a $9 million complex and bulldoze 85 acres of prime forest land and spend government money to fund the operation, some $30 million to fund the operation of this complex, to train police officers, and this complex is supposed to have a simulated city. You know, you have to ask, is it necessary? And these people are saying, no, it's not. And because they say, no, we disagree with it, the police is using, now this is no new law. There's no new law on which they are doing this. These are the same laws that they had before, that they are charging people terrorism for protesting. They're charging people, the bail fund organizers, these are people who privately get together to organize, to collect money, to bail these people out of jail and pay for attorneys. Now they're criminalizing them too, and they're charging them with money laundering. Okay? Like I've always told people, the law is the weapon of the powerful, and they can use it and wield that weapon at their convenience to destroy the slightest disturbance of their, you know, the slightest disturbance to their social objective. And that is what is happening here. The people were sitting by and saying, oh, no, that can't happen in America. That's only happening in totalitarian and authoritarian states. You watch it happen now. And mm-hmm. These courts are going to prosecute these people, and they're going to put them in jail, and everybody's going to sit by. And those who get the kick, whose family members end up in jail, they're going to be crying. Those whose family members escape being imprisoned for their protest, they're going to shrug their shoulders and say, what can we do? The law is the law. You can recognize that you are in a state of siege. You are in a state, an arrangement of oppression.
Okay, let's hear from Dennis.
Ivor, on this matter, we're just discussing this criminalization, aren't we? You know, this clearly is, it's not just an insult. I mean, it is so idiotic in terms of what they're doing, but yet it is clever in that by passing these rules which goes unchallenged, it means that we are going down that 1984 statement where we as the authoritarian rulers dictate every facet of our daily lives. And as Cardinal pointed out, this is not happening in a society that you can label as a banana republic. This is happening in a society where we have these men sitting in robes up there in the Supreme Court, who, with their corruptions, openly subscribe to the kind of laws which allow criminalization of giving water in a situation where people are standing in line. Now, how, you know, this just boggles the mind to the extent that one sometimes has a hard time finding the right words to describe it other than they are trying to force people in this country to do as they say, do not as they do. So I cannot add anything more to that either. This is just totally disgraceful, disappointing, and it should never, ever be. I'm waiting to see how long it'll take before this is challenged in that so-called court above them. Back to you, Ivan.
Yep. Just the very thought of this, man, it's like, how can you even talk about other countries of the third world and you want to persecute people and go to bring democracy in other people's country? I say you have to dance a yard before you dance abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be questioned about the Donald Trump attorneys when they would have said they cannot locate. Who is responsible for these classified documents? Would it be the former president, his handlers, the attorneys who knew that they were there and now they cannot find them? I you know, in the dying moments of the show, can I get an answer to somebody? I'm confused. Who would be charged? The attorney, Donald Trump?
On the face of it, Ivor. This is kind of like a no-brainer. If it was an official secret document which was in the possession of the man and is now no longer there, by his own admission he had them, it is obvious what the law should be. He should be prosecuted. There is, I don't see that we need to even waste any time considering it. Either that he purloined the documents and sold them, he's lost them, he's destroyed them because he's afraid of what might happen if they're found. But by his own admission, he had them. So, end of story.
Well, who is this still allowed to be out there campaigning to be president of these United States? Is this a banana republic?
He's campaigning, and he shouldn't be campaigning. And, of course, the fact of the matter is we need to have the law investigating him. You know, stop messing around in terms of delay. Let's take matters in hand now. You have the facts. Go right ahead. And because he chose to run for president because he felt that by running for president, he could not be prosecuted. And that's the sum of it. But we need to show him that breaking the law is breaking the law. And as such, you must be accountable. So,
and
quite
no
clearly,
man is above the law.
Well, it is supposed to be, they say, but except there is one man who we appear to see is always above the law.
That's the operative word, appears to be above the law. Because he said it. He said, I can go down to Fifth Avenue, shoot somebody, and I would lose one vote. And it seems as if he's playing out. Oh, boy. Let me see if I can get in a small song here to just ease the tension, and then we just close on out.
Steel. my heart desire. My lips caressed you, my body possessed you, I'd keep you.
We're going to be together. We are going to be together next week because we are rounding out this segment. So, Bobby, you tell us how much you enjoyed it. We'll start with you.
Thank you for...
Bobby, we're waiting on you.
She's coming in. Yeah, we're hearing you now.
I don't know. I wasn't mute.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I was saying very enlightening and informative as usual on this program. Happy to have been here for the last 3 hours. See you next week.
There you go. Cutting out.
Yes. My good people, we have come to the end of this session for June 3rd. Once again, for the people who are beginning to celebrate in June, happy birthday. Happy birthday once again, Elrita. We got you online. And hoping that all fans, friends, and supporters would have enjoyed this program as much as we hope you would. And that's why we like bringing it to you. And I'll be back here next week trying to do the same thing. Until then, have a great week. Bye.
Yes, and my next time on the radio would be tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening at 6 in the p.m. when I'll be with the cricket show. But Dennis, let the folks know where we're going to meet.
Yes, join us on blogtalkradio.com/ The Cricket Show. This is going to be on the telephone, 1-515-605-9850, and that is at 6 p.m. Eastern. And call us. We definitely would encourage and appreciate your comments and participation. 1-515-605-9850, The Cricket Show, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Back to you.
All right. Len, are you with us? You can say your...
Okay, yes, I just
all of
you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, hearing you, yes.
Yeah, indeed. Yes, I'm here. Thanks for a wonderful show. I enjoyed it immensely. And I'm sure the fans will be out to hear us tomorrow. Thank you for all you do to make me happy this morning. Thank you.
All right. Well, we had that Psalm 34 that we requested. So I gave you all of it. All right, folks. Well, we've come to the end of another show, the first for June. And do not forget, we are ending the first half of the year. July begins the second half. So July is the first of the second half. With that, we're going to be ending this show for the day. Bye-bye. So long. 721, good morning. Over there.
I can't hear you. Come on, say it.
I sure
say it.
Hear you.
I believe, say it.
and earth. The road is rugged, there are rocks to hurt my feet, and I can hardly walk without stumbling here. But I've heard about the city where the streets with gold are paved, and by the grace of God I'm going there. I'm going home. Someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home. Someday, someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors up in heaven, could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going home, I'm going home. There's nothing in this world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior.
CGV closing out. I've been